I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With that, we bring in Daryl Ryder, calling you with your Browns update, brought to you by TEC Communications, the local business technology leader for 40 years. Dangerous One, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Daryl, we're doing very well. First off, let's start with the Josh Gordon news here. A little bit murky at the beginning. Tom Pelissero has cleared some things up about, well, you know, the doctors, he's got to report to the doctors, and then the doctors deem when he can play. Do you think that he will be ready by the time week one comes around?
Yeah, I do, and I think that the Browns privately feel the same way. Hugh Jackson said on Saturday there's a chance. Jarvis Landry said yesterday, sure, why not? So I think that they're optimistic that he'll be ready to go. Obviously, the first steps have been made, and that's that he's actually in the building and able to actually attend meetings and watch practice.
Do you think that this was planned, or maybe was he prodded by the meeting with Dez Bryant?
I don't think that the Dez Bryant stuff has much to do with him being back, just from the standpoint of all this stuff you hear about the influence that the league is having over this particular process. So I don't really think the NFL cares about the Cleveland Browns. The last 19 years and the help that they've provided the franchise should tell you that, but the timing is coincidental, that is for sure.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, with us on the hotline. So some news, some points of note here, the Jarvis Landry stuff. It's the first story somehow on ESPN in the headlines, that block that he put on that kind of sprung the Browns loose for a touchdown. Kenny and I, forget about whether or not you think it's something that was malicious or dirty, I love to see it, Daryl. For once, Browns players are inflicting punishment on other guys. I think that's attitude adjustment. I think that's huge for this organization to get some of that.
It's called football. I've watched the play 20 times. It's football. You know, I understand the need to help players protect themselves with the helmet rules, the head and the neck safety rules. But I think that at some point here, the game's getting a little soft. And collisions are going to happen unintentionally. It's part of the game. That's the risk these guys take when they play the sport. The malicious stuff, absolutely. You need to take that out of the game for the safety of the players. Absolutely in agreement with that. But that block that Jarvis Landry provided the other night that allowed Carlos Hyde to get to the edge and score the touchdown, that's clean. He led with the shoulder, body to body. Sure, it looked violent. This just in. Football's a violent sport. It always has been, always will be, unless we, you know, turn it into a flag football match. But I had no issue with that block, and I agree with you, Anthony. It's about time. You know, you see a little swagger with this team. You see a little attitude with this team. You see the talent matching that swagger and attitude on this team. I think it's all positive, really.
There's a couple of things I want to get to from that game on Friday. Very good things that I was excited about. Running game, defense, but we got to start with the quarterbacks there. Daryl, you saw what Tyrod Taylor did. You saw what Baker Mayfield did. We had Brian Baldinger's audio in the first hour of the show, and he said, gosh, he needs to play with the ones, meaning I think he meant take reps with the first team. I didn't think he meant start in week one. Some people got very sensitive about that. Where do you stand on Baker maybe getting some reps with the ones there?
Cleveland Browns are not going to turn this into a competition and create a controversy. That's been part of their plan from day one. Because here in Cleveland, that's all we have is quarterback controversy. And when you're trying to change the culture of your franchise and you're trying to turn over a new leaf, you know, I have no problem with how the Browns are approaching.
I think I do then.
Yes.
Daryl, I think I do. And the problem that I would have with that is what you're saying is there, you can't be afraid of what goofballs are going to say on the radio, like me, like Lima. You can't be afraid of something like that. This is training camp. This would be the time, if he warrants playing with the first team or at least getting some reps with the first team, this is the time to do it, because in the regular season, Terod has to get all the first team reps because we're trying to win football games.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Baker is doing everything that's asked of him. He looks good on the field. Keep in mind, he's doing this with going against second and third team players. He's not doing it against the ones. But I'm trying to get Tyrod Taylor ready to go for the regular season. That's the number one focus here, not get Baker Mayfield reps with the first team offense. The plan was put in place. They need to stick with the plan. I don't think that Baker Mayfield's a better player than Tyrod Taylor today. Hopefully, in 6 months, Baker Mayfield is a better player than Tyrod Taylor. But as we talk right now, Tyrod's a better player. He needs to get all the work he can with those ones so they develop the game. Remember, this is not only a new team for Tyrod, this is basically a new football team in general with the amount of guys that have been brought in this offseason.
Now, I can't help myself. Explain why Tyrod Taylor's better than Baker Mayfield.
Because he's got the experience. And he looks more comfortable out there. His passes are accurate. Like, I don't have anything negative to say about Tyrod Taylor right now.
I don't have anything negative to say either, but I think Baker Mayfield...
To justify benching him to give Baker Mayfield more time.
No one's benching him. But to give a rookie quarterback, your first overall pick, some reps and practice with the first team, I don't understand why that's to be against the law, because there's certainly worse quarterbacks in this draft class who've already gotten reps with their first team in their respective situations. And yeah, I know their respective radio shows and their stations and their cities are all talking about that possibility here. But I can't just let my fear of what's happened in the past hold back a quarterback if he's supposed to get some, if he's played well enough to get some reps with the ones in practice.
Yeah, I am not opening that can of worms if I'm Hugh Jackson and the Cleveland Browns, and I think they're smart not to do it. I really do. I mean, he's still getting the questions, okay? Hugh's still sick of getting the questions, because you know what's going to happen. The moment he takes one first-team rep at practice, what's going to happen, Ken? And if you're the Browns,
so what?
There's no need
yeah,
to
open that can of worms. What's the big deal?
First pick or so no what? First pick, there's no need to open that can of worms.
He's had no problem in the past, and he can tell me to pound sand if I ask him the question.
Yeah, are we afraid about hurting their feelings with a press conference and people? I mean, they're big boys, Darryl. They're getting paid a lot of money. I think they can handle it.
I don't see a reason to give him first-team reps right now. I really don't. I keep along your plan. This has been the plan from day one. They made it very clear that they weren't going to give him first-team reps in training camp. Hugh said that going into camp. And no one batted an eye then, so why is it all of a sudden a problem now? Just because other teams are doing
stuff. Because the plan hasn't changed. We're not saying the plan has changed by getting him some snaps.
And it's not going to change. So you can sit there and cry and moan about him not getting first-team reps. Just ain't going to happen.
Deal with it. You realize if you never play Baker Mayfield, then Tyrod will always have the experience over him. He'll always have the edge.
Oh, don't worry, Anthony. You'll see Baker Mayfield this year, because these are the Cleveland Browns, okay? They're not getting 16 games with Tyrod Taylor. That's just not going to happen, because it doesn't happen here. You might see Drew Stanton, too. You know, I mean.
Let's slow down on that one.
We don't even know if Baker's going to be the backup quarterback at this point, based on what Hugh said within the last week or so. I do want to know,
based on what you saw, we're talking to Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. You said you had nothing bad to say about Tyrod. I came in and people thought it was bad that I said, did you see some of those throws down the field, how inaccurate those were? I think Baker Mayfield makes those plays. What did you think overall of the Tyrod Taylor experience in Game 2?
I think they're working on stuff. We're sitting there, we're breaking down practice. That's what these games are. They're practice. They're not games. If he's doing that stuff in the regular season, if he's got some throws like that in the regular season and they're losing football games and it's costing them football games, then I'll hear conversation about making a quarterback change. I don't want to hear it in the preseason, though. And guess what? They've got a dress rehearsal game this week that they need to get ready for. And you're going to see Tyrod Taylor into the third quarter, whether you want to see him or not.
Nope,
and
nope,
guess
nope,
what?
Nope,
y'all can be nope. upset about that, too.
No one's upset about that. You're saying y'all can be upset about that. Like, yeah, we haven't discussed this in depth, Darryl. You and I have talked about this in depth. And when
we
we're
keep
going
having the
this
same
offense,
conversation. Nothing's
all right,
changing.
All right, Darryl, let me ask you this, though. Sean Coleman, does he make the team?
He's that on
tells
my bubble.
Me, that tells me everything I need to know, because Sean Coleman was one of the main reasons why he took a great big sack at the beginning of his outing the other night, and why we're talking about
yeah,
him having problems with the second team. So would I or would I not like to let a guy who has some talent play a little bit with the first team? No one on this show, I don't know, I'm not going to speak for you over there across the table. I'm not saying to start on week one.
By the way, I haven't said it yet either.
Just if they're afraid to be asked questions by you or me or Mary Kay Cabot, what the hell are we doing here? I would hope that they would have a lot more positivity within themselves and confidence in themselves to be able to handle the very tough questions that are asked by the Cleveland media.
Ken,
I would hope that they'd be able to do that.
You have been in that building for how many years just like me, okay?
Yeah.
You know just as well what they go through behind the scenes, okay?
Uh-huh.
There's no reason to open up an unnecessary can of worms right now. And you and I both know that if they start giving Baker Mayfield first-team reps and taking time away from Tyrod Taylor, that they're going to create an unnecessary firestorm around this
team. I
totally You and
disagree.
I both know
no,
that's
I
the
totally
case. And you
disagree.
Can say that's living in their fears and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just telling you right now, with the way things are all positive with this team, there's no reason to open the can of worms right now. Tyrod Taylor has done nothing to have reps taken away from him at practice right now. And I don't think Hugh Jackson's going to do it. I really don't.
I will say this, and I got to be careful here. From personal experience, I totally disagree. That's all I will say about that. I've had him tell me to pound sand in my face many times before about offensive linemen and about quarterbacks and about everything. He's a big boy. He's an NFL coach. The other ones are NFL coaches. It's first team reps in practice. That's the way I feel about it. I respect your opinion. I just completely disagree with it, Darryl.
Well, I'll talk to Hugh today and see if I can make that happen for you, Ken. How's that?
Thank you very much, Darryl. The dangerous one, Darryl Ryder. Darryl, I'll talk to you later this afternoon, bud. Darryl's gone.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Wow!
That's the end of Darryl.
Brought to you by TEC. Awkwardness brought to you by TEC Communications, the local business technology leader for 40 years. Did I do something wrong?
We are getting a ton of reaction.
Wait a minute. Hey, wait. Hold on. Let me bring you in. Did I do something wrong there? He just hung up.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you asked anything.
I disagreed. I didn't say that Darryl was a bad reporter or anything like that.
You didn't call
him
an idiot or anything. You didn't
call him. I disagree with the guy. There's only so much that I can say. But I disagree.
Honestly, I think.
Stop.
Honestly, I think he took it to a place where you weren't going. I think he thought you were saying start Baker.
No,
how he got so defensive.
Maybe
real
he's
quick.
Nervous
and
that,
it's,
well, hold on. Maybe he's nervous that obviously us in the media will take it there, which we will.
Guys, can we explain something real quick? I know we got an update here. The reason that the quarterback controversies and competitions have been a disaster in this town, because of who the quarterbacks were, not because of the competition. Competition's a good thing in the NFL when the players are good and it elevates the players. When you have crappy quarterbacks and you have that back of the jersey with all those idiot names on there, yeah, the quarterback competition sucks. It's the worst thing in the world when you're choosing between awful players. Yes. You have better quarterbacks now. At least that's the hope.
The only thing
it's not going to ruin every day in Berea if you have two good quarterbacks who are
I'll ask this. We've got a lot to get to. 216-578-0092. Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, I'll shut up. Am I wrong to think that Baker Mayfield can get some snaps with the first team in practice?
Oh, the horror. How are they going to answer the questions,
Ken? In training
Ken?
Camp. If I'm wrong, I'll shut up. 216-578-0092. I'll open it to you. Coming up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.